In an ever-changing world, Off Hollywood Media presents a voice of truth and inspiration, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions, as we, as one, strive for higher and higher levels of consciousness, always remembering life changes. And now, your host, our MC, our master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Ciao, everyone. It's so exciting to be here. It's an exciting time. It's the holidays, and today we have a very appropriate guest because he's doing something that is very holiday-oriented and yet very much about giving and shopping all at the same time. It's all here today, and that guest is going to be Stephen Yaman, and I'm excited to have Stephen on the show. He's a real man. He's a real guy. He's a real person, and he really cares, and we'll talk about how he cares and how he can help us look at caring and different ways that he's helping people care and spend their money. So that's going to be great. I can't wait to talk to him about that. Now, it's interesting because it is the holidays, and I'm not much of a decorate the house kind of guy, I have to admit. And although I don't think there's anything wrong with decorating anything, I think it's great, actually, if people enjoy doing that. And just today, I was reminded of something that my sister actually sent me last year. I'll tell you what it is. It's a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And let's see, when I was in high school, I played Charlie Brown in the high school play, musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And I was Charlie Brown. I didn't want to do it. I already didn't have a great reputation in high school for being cool. So playing a character that was even more uncool than I was, I thought, would really hurt me. But the high school drama teacher and my English teacher, actually all the teachers, they all gathered and they said, "We've talked about it. You're Charlie Brown." And I was. So I played Charlie Brown. And so ever since then, Charlie Brown has been special to me. Of course, he's special to a lot of people, but last year, my sister found in the stores something resembling a Charlie Brown Christmas tree. As a matter of fact, it was supposed to be exactly that. And you know the one where all the little needles fall and there's just one big Christmas ball hanging on there. And so she sent me that, and I really appreciated that, and it was great. And I had that out actually way past Christmas. And so I just remembered it. And I went out and put it out earlier today, and it was wonderful. And I thought, how many of us have these things that we remember that we keep and bring out every year, and how many of us just buy new stuff, and how many of us have stuff that was made by somebody or made by ourselves or made when we were children or other children, and we put something up that's special. I just put a couple things up, and they're things that either a friend of mine gave or a friend of mine made or my sister made, and there was a time when I wasn't quite like that. I would say to my mother, "Oh, throw these old things away, won't you? This Santa Claus is falling apart, this one doesn't work anymore, this manger is all disheveled, this one you can't even see Jesus' face." But there was meaning behind everything that my mother was putting out. I just didn't stop to think or didn't care or didn't know. And you know, maybe back then, those were my priorities. And I was thinking, ironically, today, I was talking to a friend of mine who has a 16-year-old son. He's a friend and a business associate. And he's been taking care of his son his whole life. He and his wife have been divorced, and actually she abandoned the child. And so my friend took care of his son for 16 years. As soon as the son turned 16, I guess the wife decided that she wanted to be back in the son's life. And since she's been making all kinds of money out in the world, she bought her son a car. And in so doing, bought her son's love. And my friend is like, "Wait a minute. I've been sacrificing being at home and taking care of my son and being through all the difficulties, et cetera, that rearing a child is all about. or it comes with the territory. And then all of a sudden she comes, he turns 16, and with her money she buys him a car and is turning him against his own father. And I said, you know, those are the priorities of your son. Rest assured, if you did what I know you did for the past 16 years, your son will recognize that, and it won't be long, we hope, and come back around and find the balance. But his priorities and his values right now are the car. Well, interestingly enough, a couple weeks ago, I was spending some time with a friend and his family. And he's got a 75-year-old father who is a head of industry. He's runs a multi-million-dollar business and owns it, actually. And I was talking to his father, and I said, tell me, in all that you've done, in all the money that you've made, all the places that you've been, everything that you've done, what do you miss in your life the most? And he looked at me like, wow, no one's ever asked me a question like that. And he says, you know, what I remember the most and I think about and really miss were those times at home when I was young and my sisters and my mom used to cook for us and that time together, that family time, I really miss. Now, he's talking, I don't know, 50 years ago? 50 years ago. That's what he misses in all the things he's done in between. And so with that having happened a couple weeks ago, and this friend today telling me about his son and his priorities, I think, here's a man who's 75 years old, and does he have his priorities straight? He's making money, he's running a business, he's doing everything that people give him awards for and recognize him in the community and in business circles, etc. And he's thinking about something that he misses that was 50 years ago. And over here, we have a child, 16 years old, who's got his priorities all screwed up, and he thinks that a car is more important than listening to, loving, and respecting his dad. We kind of expect that from a 16-year-old. But at 75, I kind of wonder if we could bridge the gap between, oh, he's just a child, and, oh, he's a businessman, and he's got to do what he's got to do, and find the things that bring us value today and bring them together and somehow find the balance and say, I got to make money, or yes, I am 16, but they're the priority. We can still fix our priorities. Priority number one is loving our father and our mothers and respecting our parents and whatever it is. And then the car, of course I understand the car, but we need to get our values straight. And this friend of mine and his father, I hope that having asked him that question and recognizing that this is what he missed most in his life, that he might try and find those moments with his children and with his grandchildren, with his wife, with his sisters who are still alive, and say, how about we recreate that every once in a while on a Saturday or on a Sunday or on a Friday night? How about we do that again? And he might find that he might bring the most valuable thing right back into his life again. And then he doesn't have to miss it. And what a perfect time of the year to start thinking about that. No matter what religion, no matter what culture, this is a time where everybody celebrates something, whether it's winter solstice or Hanukkah or Christmas. We all celebrate something. This is the human spirit looking to celebrate. And it's all about giving. Technically, we've done the harvest, and we have all this food, or we have all this abundance of whatever it is. We've had our Thanksgiving, and now we have this desire and need to give. Let's look at, as we give this year, something as to what is the value of what we're actually giving, or in our buying, what is the value that we are actually buying, and what is the value that we are attributing to this time. Now, I can't think of a more perfect guest to talk about all of this tonight than Stephen Yaman. Because Stephen Yaman, like I said at the beginning of the show, he's a real guy. He cares. The interesting thing about him is that a lot of people get involved with companies and help them by way of, let's say, for advertising and gaining popularity or whatever, or getting out there marketing-wise, or people help companies. Well, he actually helps organizations that are helping other people. And he not only helps them, he knows about them, he believes in them, and he gives them all he's got. And he works so hard, and I'm so grateful that he's on our show tonight, because he's got this big event coming up, and he just has so little time, and yet he's here with us. So let me tell you a little bit about Stephen and about his company. He started it in 1999. It's called Conscience Entertainment Group. And the reason he started CEG is for one reason only, and that is to make a huge difference. And he has done that through something that he has termed transformational sharing. And you'll see why he's perfect for tonight. Transformational sharing. And he says that transformational sharing is the key to endless fulfillment. And I can't wait to hear what he has to say on that. Since they opened their doors, already they've been working with huge organizations like the City of Hope, the American Cancer Society, U.S. Doctors of Africa. I mean, the list goes on and on. Hope Wine. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to see this. And also, it's beautiful how he bridges the people that need help with the people who really want to help. And he's worked with some of the biggest stars in show business and some of the biggest companies as well, bridging their need to be out there exposed and want to help, and the people who need the help. So today we're also going to be talking about this event that's coming up that is quite interesting and exciting. And it's chic, and it's got everything for those of us who want to shop till we drop this holiday season. So let's bring him on without further ado. Please welcome Stephen Yaman to the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, Stephen. I know you're really busy. I know you're probably running around today, but is everything getting done okay for the event?
Yeah, it's shaping up. It's looking really good. We're really pleased with this event, and you know, hopefully you'll come out and join us, and you'll see what the hard work our team has put together to put together a beautiful event that we're looking forward to.
Well, I look forward to talking about it, and yes, I look forward to coming out. But let's talk about you and CEG for a minute. You're the president and CEO of Conscience Entertainment Group. Now, why Conscience Entertainment?
Well, you know, that's a good question. I mean, to me, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are doing a lot of great jobs, helping a lot of wonderful people. And, you know, it's a lot of people make it as not necessarily a hobby, but something that they do on the side. It's not their main focus. They have their beer, you know, their careers and their jobs. And, you know, I started to do a lot of volunteer work. I got involved with a spirituality called Kabbalah, which a lot of people might be familiar with.
Absolutely.
And the whole purpose of Kabbalah is to receive for the sake of sharing. And, you know, from the teachings that I've learned from Kabbalah, I really started to understand this and really started to understand that, you know, that sharing really is the key to endless fulfillment, like you mentioned earlier. You know, the Kabbalists teach us that, you know, if you can act like the creator, whoever he or she is to you, which most people would probably agree, it's an infinite amount of sharing. If you can act like the creator, and you'll receive everything that you've ever wanted, your joy, your love, fulfillment, peace, you know, prosperity, if that's important. Really, everything that you wanted is all through sharing. And that's really, you know, it's interesting because, you know, when I started to put this to test, you know, if I was in a bad mood or having a bad day, I would look for an opportunity to share. And, you know, right away, you would see my mood would change instantly. I would, you know, I would get out of whatever funk I was in. And I really started to see that was working. It was it. And so I really figured out, you know, that was my passion, and I didn't want to do it as a hobby or do it on the side. I started volunteering a lot, and it really started to, you know, infringe on my business, on my real business, my income. And, you know, so I couldn't do both, but I was so passionate about it, and I was so intrigued about this, you know, universal law that's very real and very present. and just started to apply more and more of it, and figured out how to, you know, monetize it and make a business out of it. And, you know, hence we started Conscious Entertainment Group. Our clients are basically our nonprofits. We do PR and we do fundraising. Really, you know, our business was started with the idea of doing everything that it takes and anything that it, you know, that we can do to get the word out, to spread awareness and to raise money for our nonprofit clients.
Well, talking about raising money, you've already raised several millions of dollars, millions, for various charities and organizations. So it's working. And I have to say, Stephen, knowing you and having spent a little bit of time with you over the past few months, this is who you are. And that's the thing that really impressed me about you. It's not like you're out there sharing and giving and making it look like this is the thing. No. Even in conversation, you come up with ideas and you just share, and you put people together with people, even when it doesn't have anything to do with your business. You just care that way. So this is you.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you acknowledging me for that. I grew up in L.A. and I'm an L.A. boy, and fortunately, I know a lot of people in Hollywood and the music industry, and, you know, I see a lot of opportunities to really connect a lot of people. And, you know, LA is a really small place. When you know, if you grew up here, you still see all the people that, you know, I went to high school with in junior high. And I just ran into a really good buddy of mine from junior high. I must have knew him 20, 25 years ago. I was good friends with him. Just ran into him today. Anyways, you know, I don't know. For me, it is a way of life. You know, once you really test it and you get it and you understand that it's law, you know, it's a law, a universal law that's very real. I mean, just like gravity, and, you know, a lot of people, you know, are very familiar with the law of attraction and the law of, you know, deliberate intent, but, you know, the law of sharing is just as present, and I truly believe that. And when people test that, they'll see, you know, it is the key to getting. If you're having a bad day, I invite you to go and just, you know, look for an opportunity to share and see what it does for you.
Well,
and that's the beautiful thing. And as you know, and you teach and you talk about, you know, the beautiful thing about spirituality is that, you know, there's no coercion. You try it, and if it works for you, then that's the beautiful thing. And if it doesn't, it doesn't work for you.
Yeah, and it's not something you have to learn per se, because, like, just like what you're sharing with us right now is something that you could just do right now. You don't have to learn how to share. You just share.
No. Whether you see somebody drop something or, you know, give up a parking spot for something, it's an act of sharing. It's, you know, and really, you know, you mentioned earlier about transformational sharing, which the Kabbalists teach you is sharing that requires effort. And that's really where your real fulfillment is. And, you know, it's beautiful. And trust me, we're so grateful for people with deep pockets who write checks, because they make the difference in the world. But it's the people that really come out and give us their hands on and, you know, and their blood, sweat, and tears to open up, you know, like this event that we're opening up in a few days. We had a whole crew out there, you know, mopping the floors and cleaning the windows. And it's beautiful to see. And when people are willing to give up their time and their day, when they can be doing anything else, that's really the transformational sharing where people will really receive the real fulfillment, is when it requires them.
Yeah, you know, Stephen, it's interesting because as we get into talking about this event, you always seem to come up with these different ideas. And actually, even before we talk about that, you've been involved in this for quite a while, as you said, first as a volunteer and then as a business. And you've seen a trend that I think is interesting where, of course, because of the quote-unquote economy and all that is going on, you have seen people give less, but you still see people who still want to give. I mean, people have not stopped giving.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's still a lot of, I mean, everybody wants to share and everybody wants to give, you know, and it's unfortunate with the economy, you know, a lot of people just are not in the position to, but those are the people that are willing to come out and give up their Saturdays to lend a hand and, you know, and to volunteer and, you know, there's other ways to share, you know, although the dollars aren't there like they used to be, You know, people are still, everybody's cutting back. It's you see it in every sector of business, and you definitely feel it in the nonprofit world.
But what I liked about it, and the way you were sharing it, it was like this human spirit thing that people always still shared. And like you're saying, whether they're mopping a floor or something, they still feel the need to give. And that goes to show me that that's recession and depression proof. This is who we are. This as human spirits, this is who we are.
Oh, it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. Every time we get some press on our, we haven't gotten into talking about our event, but, you know, we're doing a lot of press surrounding it. And every time we get a little bit of press, we get tons and tons of emails from people wanting to donate and to volunteer. Mm-hmm. How can I get, help out? We get that all day long, and it's beautiful to see that. There's still a lot of people that want to make a difference, absolutely.
I love it. And you're one of these people who are always looking for different ways to make a difference. And like every time I see you, you're wearing something that, we just discovered, we can do this to help raise money. And so you're finding ways, from what I can tell, that people can give while still having something and being able to share with other people. Like, I got this because I gave. Talk to us a little bit about some of these things that you're developing, the product lines and all.
Well, we're doing a product line, which I'm so excited about it. It's a meaningful project. And hopefully it's going to take on a life of itself. But we partnered up with a wonderful company called One Hope Wine. Jay Cloverdance, who's the CEO, is a wonderful person. His brand is genius. You know, they're a cause marketing wine. It's a beautiful wine. 5 different varietals. In each varietal, they donate 50% of the proceeds back to various charities.
Right.
And I love the concept of it. You know, and when Jake's telling me, there's so much margins in wine. He goes, we can give some away, and we can sell thousands of bottles, hundreds of thousands of bottles, and raise that kind of money. And with that, whole business plan and the whole ideology, we decided to start One Hope merchandise. And, I don't want to bring up other people's brands, but there's one person who did it better than anybody else, who is Paul Newman. And with what he did with his brand, which is such a genius, with his food and the way he donated proceeds to various charities and raised millions, tens of millions of dollars. We want to do that with everyday merchandise. And we're going to take the One Hope label, which is a beautiful ribbon. It's a little edgy. It's cool. And we're going to brand everyday household products and put our label on it. And hopefully we're going to get, mass distribution. My experience before I got into doing this was manufacturing in China and distribution. So I have that experience. And I'm going to take what I applied and hopefully get these products out where we can potentially sell hundreds and, hopefully millions of units and raise millions of dollars for various charities by, selling everyday household products that we are going to brand. We're coming out with a couple new products soon, which is a Christmas ornament. Unfortunately, we didn't make it for this season, but next season you'll see a beautiful hand-blown glass ornament. We're also doing a beautiful line of candles, and we're not doing luxury high-end. We're going to take it and price point them very well, make it quality goods, make them beautiful, and we're going to donate 50% of the proceeds back to very well-known, recognizable charities that are going to be our charity affiliates.
Stephen, I have to tell you that I really love this idea, and these are things that people would buy anyway. You're not asking people to buy something that they're never going to use or what have you. So I think this is great, which brings us into this Shop for a Cause 10-day shopping experience that you're doing that's chic, cheap, and charitable. And it's so great because you're using the concept that's never been done before, at least not to, in the history of what we know. That's a pop-up store that you are making something that will actually give money to the Cambodian Children's Fund. How does this work? Tell us about it.
Well, I'm so excited about this project too. It's great. It's just we're always looking for creative ways to raise money for charities. And as we were talking earlier, it's difficult to raise money. It's difficult to get corporate sponsorships and private sponsorships. It's difficult to sell tickets to an event. And I see this, all the charities struggling. It doesn't matter if it's a high-profile, international charity or small boutique. You see it everywhere. So, you know, we're looking at the trend. You know, you might notice that there's a big trend in L.A. right now, which is doing these pop-up stores.
Right.
Gives the retailer an opportunity to go into an existing space and check out the neighborhood and what have you and do test markets. And it's brilliant for the manufacturer or the store or what have you. It's not so great for the landlord. But, you know, it's a big trend that's happening right now. It's emerging in L.A. And we decided, well, listen, there's nobody doing this. Why don't we attach a charity to it? And rather than asking people for donations, why don't we go after manufacturers, clothing manufacturers particularly, and see if we can get some donated clothing, and we can open up this retail store, discount the goods heavily, open it up to the public, and donate all the proceeds to our charity affiliate, which is the Cambodia Children's Fund. And we decided to reach out to different clothing manufacturers, and to our surprise, we've been truly blessed. We have had so many amazing designers and manufacturers come out and donate, not just a few pairs of this or a few pairs of that, but we have some big manufacturers that are donating 3,000 pairs of jeans or $250,000
wow.
dollars of their new collection. And I mean, just really, really taking care of us in a way that we didn't dream was possible. And, you know, we're opening our doors in a few days, and we got such beautiful merchandise, all the stuff that you're going to see in the department stores, all the denim and knit lines. And it's going to be discounted from 50 to 75% off. We have men's, women's, children, home, gift. We got all kinds of just wonderful stuff. And, I mean, it's the stuff that you see on the department stores and the boutique stores now. And this is the beautiful thing about it is that all the stuff's donated. We're discounting it heavily. Great gifts, you know, gifts for the holidays for everybody. And then all the proceeds are going to go directly to benefit the Cambodia Children's Fund. So it's a win-win for everybody. You feel good about your shopping. You're getting huge discounts. And it's a win-win, and we're just so happy about it. We did not anticipate that we were going to get the kind of donations that we have. So it's, you know, I encourage everybody to come out. We'll give the address out and the website, but it's just going to be a wonderful experience. We're going to be open for 10 days, and we got a beautiful a retail store right on Melrose Avenue at Robertson. And
right.
We got truly blessed. It's just going to be a beautiful store.
You know, it's so exciting to hear you talk about this, because several months ago when you first shared it with me, you said, you know, we're hoping that we're going to get some big names, and now you've got them. And not only do you got the big names of the brands, you've got some big names coming to the event. I mean, this is amazing. Share with us some of these people that are coming.
Well, I don't want you to put me on the spot. We're very blessed. I mean, I'm not going to throw out any names because, you know, nothing's in stone right now. And, you know, being in the PR, you know, public relations, we got to be careful. But, you know, we do, if you can imagine who's attached to very close and has a lot of ties to Cambodia, chances are we're going to be expecting her. We don't know for sure, but we got some big name celebrities that are really endorsing our cause. We're going to have wonderful press coming out. We're doing a private VIP reception on December 2nd, and then we open our doors on December 3rd. Can I give out the address?
Of course.
Okay, we're going to be at 8816 Melrose Avenue, and that's in West Hollywood. And we're right across the street from the world-famous Maxfields, right at the corner of Melrose and Robertson, which is one of the trendiest shopping areas in Los Angeles. And like I said, we're going to have all kinds of if you have your favorite designer, chances are, you know, well, I shouldn't say that, but we have a lot of wonderful designers that have supported us, and we're going to have lots of inventory, sizes for everybody, and we're going to be open daily from December 3rd to the 13th from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. daily, and we'd love for you to come out and see what we have.
And for more information, everybody can go to shopforacause.us.com. So shopforacause.us.com. And, you know, it's interesting because we were talking about the trendy pop-up stores that are popping up all over the place here in Southern California. And the LA Times said that it's a trend that could reshape the nation's retail landscape. And it was interesting because when I read that, I thought, what you're doing is a trend that could reshape retail and how people give and how people shop and where the money goes, and more power to you.
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, concept, you know, I mean, you know, it's been done, you know, the Goodwill, and there's a lot of thrift stores out there, and the whole concept, I think, is brilliant. But, you know, we're just taking it to another level, and we're doing it more of a boutique, upscale. It's all, you know, I think it's all first quality goods. It's all new merchandise from the manufacturers. It's nothing secondhand goods. You know, and it's just, you know, beautiful merchandise, lots of it, and discounted very heavily. So I think we're just taking it to a next level, but the whole concept I think is wonderful. And, you know, if we're successful with this, we've already been asked from a couple really, really big, designers if we would replicate this again, and they want to be attached and really help, for our cause and help spread the word. And, that's really exciting. So we're already looking, you know, in the future and maybe looking at spring and maybe doing one in New York City. And, you know, the opportunities are endless, you know, and hopefully we'll do this right the first time, which I think we will. And people will come out and, you know, we'll raise a lot of money. Our goal is $1 million. We have we should have, by the time we open our doors on December 3rd, we should have close to about $3 million of merchandise. So If we sell it all, we will hit our goal for the Cambodia Children's Fund, and we will be very blessed and very grateful. So we encourage everybody to come out and spend some money and save some money and buy your holiday gifts. And enjoy. And one thing also I wanted to add, if you don't mind. We are doing this a little bit different than everybody else, and we are making this a shopping experience. This isn't just a beautiful 5,000 square foot boutique, but we're going to make it a lounge. We have a DJ. We have a wonderful DJ every day. We have an open bar, which is sponsored by One Hope Wine. So we're going to be serving wine and, you know, making it a very, very relaxing experience. And we have different activities going on throughout the 10 days. On Sunday, December 6th, we have a kids' day, and we're going to have the Jumpets, which is a very popular kids' band or a band for the kids. We're going to have face painters and balloon makers, and we're going to have all kinds of fun things. And, you know, check out our website, and you can see our calendar of everything that's going on.
Yeah, and before you go, I also want to give everybody the website for Conscious Entertainment. But, you know, it's interesting. There's so many good stories around this. And let me also say that you've already done it right, and it's already a big success. And it's just going to, like, it surprised you now. It's going to surprise you at the end of all this, and I'm excited for you. I'm excited for everybody who's going to have a great shopping experience, and also for the Cambodian Children's Fund. And the great story behind that, it's great that here it is, this concept is starting with you and in Hollywood, because the Cambodian Children's Fund really started with a Hollywood producer, right? Or he was an executive who was living here in West LA and went to Cambodia, and he thought, I've got to help these children, and thought he could help 45 children, and now they're helping in upwards of 400 and more with homes and health care and job training. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I know it's near and dear to your heart too, Stephen.
You know, I mean, Scott Neeson was the president of Sony Pictures International, and I think about 7 years ago or so, he went to Cambodia, like you mentioned, on a holiday, and he saw the devastation. I mean, the devastation there. You know, we take so much for granted, and I know there's so many people that are in need in our country right now, and we're all paying attention to that. But when you see the devastation over there and the poverty levels, it's something it's unheard of. It's nothing we've seen here in the States, you know, and I've been to a lot of the bad areas and you know, a lot of the urban cities here, and we need help. There's no question about it, but it's a different level of poverty there. It's crazy. And, you know, Scott saw that, and he recognized that, and he stayed. He stayed on his holiday, and he packed up, and he gave up, you know, one of the top-level positions in Hollywood. I mean, a studio exec and, you know, million-dollar contracts and big homes and cars and women, and he gave all that up, and he's helping the kids. And like you said, he's taking over 400 kids out of these trash dumps and you know, giving them education and health care and really giving them a life. And, you know, these kids become, you know, they lead their family. You know, a lot of times it's these 6-year-old children that are starting to make the living and starting to, you know, really think about their future. And it's wonderful. And I mean, we don't realize how much of a difference, you know, the money makes. And that's really the bottom line. I mean, we're selling $250 jeans, you know, in our boutique store for $75. For $75, that feeds 300 children nutritional meals. That's crazy for one pair of jeans that somebody's buying. I mean, the money that's going to be spent there on the clothes, it's just, I mean, $250 supplies shoes for over 50 people, for 50 children. You know, I mean, $500 provides unlimited clean water to over 100 families and their children for over 1 year. That's $500. That's 6 pairs of jeans in our store. You're going to provide unlimited clean water to over 100 families. That is huge. That is huge. And it's just, you know, our dollars, it just goes so far over there and what we can do. And, you know, so that's, you know, there's all the statistics and everything. And I'd love to give out, you know, people who want to know more about the Cambodia Children's Fund, please visit their website. They're at www.CambodiaChildrensFund.org. And you can read all the statistics, and you can read more about Scott Neeson, and you can, you know, there's ways that you can get involved and participate. And, you know, if you want to volunteer and donate, you can also go to our website, shopforacause.us.com. But, you know, all the information is on the Cambodia Children's Fund website. And it's, you know, I invite you to go take a look, because we are blessed here, and we have it relatively good, even in this economy. And you know, I know so many people are struggling, but it's so much worse out there in the world. It's crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy, and how great that there are people like Scott and you that are making a difference here, and everybody that can get involved. You know, I might have heard you incorrectly, but I just want to make sure, because the information is important. I'm not sure if you said Cambodia or Cambodian, but I'm looking at the site, and it's Cambodian Children's Fund. Yes. So just to make sure. And of course,
we've got... correct. It's okay. Cambodian Children's Fund, correct.
Right, .org, and then shopforacause.us.com. And we haven't given out CEG's website yet, and that's conscienceentertainment.com, and that's conscience, conscience, dash entertainment.com. So you can learn more about Stephen there and his organization, and we are all linked together. I mean, like, just in this half-hour conversation that we've had so far, Stephen, we have talked about so many people that are involved here, from the designers to the people mopping the floor to the entertainers that are going to be part of this to making the experience, to celebrities that are coming. And sorry, I didn't realize you couldn't mention them yet. But thank you for mentioning them to me.
Trust me, I'd like to. You know, there'll be a media frenzy around this, and there's nothing more that we'd like more than that. But, you know, we got to wait till all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed.
Of course.
Hopefully,
of course.
We'll be able to share this tomorrow.
Of course. And then of course, the Cambodian Children Fund and the children. So how we are all making a difference here together. And because I know you, I just have to ask you to expand just a little bit on that before we go. I think you have a feeling about where we're headed, that there's more of this to come, right?
Oh,
if you
absolutely.
Have anything to do with it, at least.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people see a shift right now. And you know, I don't want to get all spiritual. I know, you know, I know that you love to talk about it. And I truly do. I shouldn't say that. I do love to talk about it. It is the way that we are going. And there's a different level of consciousness. And people are becoming more and more aware that what we were doing before no longer works. And people are starting to get that, and they realize that there's a shift, and we have to do things differently. And, you know, a lot of people don't really know what it is, what they have to do, and a lot of people are finding out, unfortunately, the hard way. But I think it really all comes down to changing our consciousness to become, you know, look at some people say, you know, we're moving into the age of Aquarius, which is all right. About connections and creativity and partnerships, and you know, and you know, if you believe in that, in astrology, which, you know, many of us do, and more of us are, You know, that's the direction we're moving in. It really, you know, it is about one, sharing first and foremost, and two, it is about creating these partnerships. It's not about this big corporate greed, and you know, look at everything. You know, all our financial institutions and banking, everything's failed, and it doesn't work. And people realize that, and people are starting to make a big shift in their consciousness, and not only in their consciousness, but their efforts and the way they conduct business and the way they talk and, you know, and the direction that they're moving their business. And, you know, you're starting to see it everywhere. And, you and I'm very thankful for it. And I know you are as well. And yes, I definitely, without a question, we're going to be seeing much more of it.
Well, this is exciting, and people are recognizing it, or if you're not recognizing it, and they're hearing this for the first time, regardless, there are ways to start, and I loved how you said at the very beginning that we could start by sharing one way or another, especially if you're not feeling good or you're depressed or feeling down, share. That was a beautiful thing that you mentioned. And then one way of sharing, of course, is by coming to this Shop for a Cause. It's chic, it's cheap, and it's charitable. I love that. And it's December 3rd through the 13th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily at 8816 Melrose Avenue in West Hollywood, California. And the zip is 90069. It's going to be a 10-day shopping experience where they're going to be things you can buy that are gifts, that are for beauty, that are for fashion, they're for the home. They're designer brands for men, women, and children up to 75% off retail. And all the money is going to go to the Cambodian Children's Fund. And to learn more about it, go to shopforacause.us.com. And Stephen, do you, the One Hope product line and all that, do you want to mention where people can go for that, or is that still in the making?
We're just launching it right now, so we'll it's a little premature to you know, talk about it, but we'll have it out and we'll see it. We're gonna, you know, we're very passionate about it, and I know that we're gonna have really big distribution on it. We have the right consciousness behind it, and we have beautiful products, and we have a great team, and you know, we have all the ingredients. So you'll see it. You'll see. You know, keep in mind One Hope merchandise, and you'll start seeing it on the shelves in several months, and just different products, and we'll start, you know, keep coming up with new ones and adding more and more and more, and hopefully we'll be a household name in a few years, and hopefully there'll be a lot of other companies that do the same. You know, we invite people to compete with us. You know, there's enough to share for everybody.
You are so beautiful. I can't believe it. Listen to you. I love this.
It's a different paradigm now. We're moving into a different consciousness, and that's the way you have to think. There is enough. You know that. There's enough for everybody.
Well, you know what? I can't get enough of you, and I'm so glad that you came on, and we'll have to have you back on when you launch everything else as we follow each other's career. And I know you're busy, and I know you got to get back to Shop for a Cause that's opening up here on the 3rd of December on Melrose. So I want to encourage everybody to go to shopforacause.us.com, and I want to thank Stephen for being on a show. Stephen Yaman from Conscience Entertainment Group.
Philippa, thank you so much for having me, and you know, you're amazing, and I it's always a pleasure to listen to you and to see you live, and I get a big thrill out of you. I think you're wonderful, and you're captivating, and you got a great message that people relate to, and I appreciate you, so thank you.
Oh, well, right back at you, and I'll come see you at the event. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you.
All right. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Wow, so much goodness, so exciting. This is the first time this has ever been done, and Stephen Yaman is at the helm of this, making sure that it's you know, it's perfect, and so he'll be able to do more of these, and like he said, others will follow suit, and we'll see a different consciousness coming around. So really appreciate Stephen Yaman, period, and for having him on the show, and for making all this happen. So with all of that, I'd like to bring on Dorothy Lee with her State of the Universe address and the consciousness that she brings to all the beauty that we're doing in the world, I hope.
Hi. Wow.
You are going to talk about Beauty in the World, aren't you, Iola?
Well, you know what I'm going to talk about tonight? It's so interesting to me because I had no idea for sure what Stephen was going to talk about. And I heard him say, I'm so blessed, we're so blessed, over and over and over again. And I want Stephen to know what a blessing he is to the world. And you've just filled my heart to overflowing. There are unlimited possibilities for all of us to share, and there truly is enough. Tonight, I just happened to be talking about blessings and counting them. So that was very interesting. I'm sure that most of our listeners have been taught and told to count our blessings. I remember Mom and Dad telling me to do this when I was a child. And as an adult, we have been told over and over that the attitude of gratitude is the best and quickest way to master the law of attraction. In 1968, long before The Secret was written, Og Mandino wrote The Greatest Salesman in the World, and he has this to say about blessings. Count your blessings. Once you realize how valuable you are and how much you have going for you, the smiles will return, the sun will break out, the music will play, and you will finally be able to move toward the life that God intended for you with grace, strength, courage, and confidence. My family and I counted our blessings this past weekend, and it was wonderful to hear each member share their ways in which they feel blessed. It is easy for us to think of all of the good things at Thanksgiving that we're blessed with. However, the following list of blessings I received years ago and that I'm sharing with you tonight may help you realize how blessed you truly are, if you haven't already realized that from what Stephen shared with us. If you woke up this morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than the million who will not survive this week. If you've never experienced the danger of battle, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, or the pangs of starvation, you are ahead of 500 million people in the world. If you can attend a church meeting without fear of harassment, arrest, torture, or death, you are more blessed than 3 billion people in the world. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof overhead, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of this world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, and spare change in a dish someplace, you're among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. If you hold up your head with a smile on your face and are truly thankful, you are blessed because the majority can, but most do not. If you can read, you are more blessed than over 2 billion people in the world who can't read at all. The before mentioned are truly blessings, and they remind us that blessings are counted in the way that we choose to look at them. Anything that has brought a smile to your lips, joy to your heart, or lightness to your step is a blessing. Anything that has made your life more comfortable, has lightened your burden, or has brought warmth to your home is a blessing. Anything that has supported your body, has increased your endurance, or has opened your heart is a blessing. Anything that has made you look deeper, has expanded your understanding, or has increased your compassion is a blessing. Anything that has tested your strength, has fortified your commitment, or has forced you to grow is a blessing. Anything that has reminded you of how precious life is and has taught you to treasure your relationships is a blessing. Og Mandino also said this, there is no better blessing than adversity. Every defeat, every heartbreak, every loss contains its own seed, its own lesson on how to improve your performance the next time. I agree with this wholeheartedly, and I urge each of you to examine your heartbreaks, your defeats, and your adversities, as I have learned to do. Look for the gifts in each negative experience of your life, and you will discover blessings. For example, my heart was broken, or so I thought, when I divorced my husband. I truly believed at the time that I would never be happy again. Now, however, I am happier than I ever dared dream possible. I grew up believing that love was slamming doors and walking out when Mom and Dad disagreed, but I know better now. My mom and dad and my husband and I were in reactionships and not relationships. I am blessed to have two wonderful children from the marriage, and am truly blessed to have walked away from the pain and suffering of being in a reactionship. Thank you so much again, Steve, for the blessing that you are to the world, to the children in Cambodia, and for knowing that you are blessed. Until next week, please remember that you are the power in your world. You are the guru you have been waiting for. Choose to become a very conscious co-creator by making truly elegant choices. Never forget that you are powerful beyond measure and that you are love. You are lovable and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy. You know, it's interesting. She has said on several of the shows how she didn't know that this is what the guest was going to talk about. And, you know, she hadn't. And she didn't know what I was going to talk about. And she usually doesn't, because I sometimes don't know until just a few moments before the show. And it's interesting how almost each time now, what she says is very tied into either what I said or what the guest said, and we are all aligned, aren't we? And it's a beautiful thing. I'm loving it, and it's getting better and better and more exciting. And it reminds me that I heard recently that the Mayans used to live by coincidences and serendipities, and that this was their modus operandi, that everything they did was through coincidences, or what we would call coincidences, that's not what they called a coincidence, that this what we call coincidence was a way of life for them. And so they thought of something and it happened, or they thought of someone and that someone called on the phone. I don't know really if the Mayans had phones, to be honest, but you know what I'm getting at. So I was trying to relate with how we do it these days and say, oh, I was just thinking about you in the phone ring. So in any event, I've been thinking about that this past week since I learned that, how different life would be if we would be surprised when the coincidences didn't happen, as opposed to surprised when they do. And it's also interesting, as we wrap up the show here tonight, that I started the show by speaking about bringing our values back and how I was attributing a special meaning to a particular Christmas ornament or a holiday tree that my sister gave me, and et cetera, et cetera. But I have to tell you that it's not like I don't understand, because I was that person who used to say to my mom, throw this away, or we don't need this anymore, or this is ugly, or this is broken, and not really looked at what does this mean to her. In the same way, I remember my younger brother one day telling me about a friend of his that was growing basil in his window in the kitchen. And my brother was in college at the time, and I had just graduated. So I was younger, and I said to him, oh, please, that's so Italian. That's so old country. Tell him to get over it. And my brother, who was younger, thought I was the biggest asshole. I know he did, because he left the room. And it took me years. And I honestly felt the way I felt. I said what I said, and I meant it. But what did I really mean? I had grown up with these values, and I thought that the new modern ones that I was developing were the ones that were better or right. And had I continued on that path, I would have been like the 75-year-old father of a friend of mine that I started the show with, saying, I miss these things. And now I like to grow my own things. I don't have time to it, and I don't really take the time, but I like the idea. I love going over somebody's house and seeing that they've planted their own little vegetable garden or whatever it is, or herbs on their windowsill, whatever it is. And I stop anytime I can and say, what does this mean to you? And almost invariably, I'll get somebody saying that my grandmother used to do it. Well, so did mine, actually. And we have that beautiful connection and to our ancestors and to memories, and especially herbs, because they smell so aromatically, and you connect right away with the smell and the touch of them, and especially if you use it in food. I mean, it's all there. It's all here for us if we just connect and we're not afraid to say, yeah, that's something they used to do in the old country. And that's something that I still cherish, and I'd like to pass this on. And there are things that we don't need to do anymore that they used to do in the old country or our ancestors. And it's part of where we are and who we are and part of the new age. So it's for us to decide, but it's for us to find the value and make sure we're living within the value of what we truly value and what our priorities are, as opposed to what others think or what we're being sold or what's on television. So with that, I want to thank Stephen Yaman for having been such a great guest and bringing this great concept to the fold that we can all partake in. If you're not in Los Angeles now, someday you might be able to do this in New York, or maybe the whole world will be doing things like this in the future. Next week, we have an interesting guest, because our guest next week is Karushka Jarika, and Karushka designs are known all over the world, yoga wear and sporting wear, and she has some interesting things to say. Let me tell you, she's had quite a life, and she will talk about her new TV show coming up, and I will be her first guest, actually, on the show, and I'm excited about that. So we're going to have her on before I guest on her show, and her show is called The Cancer Answer, and Karushka is the, the host of Hope. So I'm looking forward to that show next week. But remember, you don't have to wait until next week. There is a plethora of radio shows. Oh, I don't know. On our website, if you go to lifechanges.ws, you can hear all of our shows on the archive at the moment. And you can also keep the conversation going during the week by emailing us. We email you back whenever we have a chance. Finding us on Facebook, connecting with us there. We're very accessible, myself and the producers. And it's getting really exciting, and we're loving the comments. So keep them coming. We look forward to seeing you on our fan page on Facebook or even on our personal pages. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles. And to learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their respective links. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and it has been my pleasure and honor being of service by hosting Life Changes today. I, along with our producers, Dorothy Lee, Mark Leger, and our engineer, Seth, thank you for joining us and being part of the show and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes. Join us here every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we consciously embrace and explore the only constant, life changes.